Today we have a double blessing, and of course we have the plenary indulgence, which fortunately we cannot keep for ourselves. We must give it to the souls in purgatory. And throughout the next 8 days, and some people do it longer, I do, you can go to the cemetery, any cemetery, especially where there are consecrated graves of Catholics, and pray for the souls in purgatory. It doesn't matter if it's a Hail Mary or a whole rosary or whatever you want. But when you pray at the cemetery for the next 8 days, and some say 30 days, you can obtain a plenary indulgence, again, not for you, but for the souls in purgatory. And where they are, you hopefully will be. And St. Paul refers to this when he says, all will rise, but not all will be transformed into glory. And those who are transformed into glory are the very, very few that immediately go to heaven. But the majority of those who have been called by Christ into his mystical body, the church, and of course, it is an exclusive society, if you wish. Not everybody has been called, and so take from that whatever you wish. But the majority of those who have been called, because they waste their time on nonsense, all kinds of nonsense, and all kinds of sins, some mortal, some not, but they have to be repented and confessed before the death, they will go to purgatory, where those souls shall make reparation to God for their sins. Every single sin, every thought, every word, every feeling that is bad that we agree to, and every action that we do that is evil, or every good that we do not do because we're lazy or we'd rather do something else or we'd rather do our own will, all of those things demand reparation. And of course, there are some who would say to you, that's okay, Christ has done everything. Christ has done everything that he was supposed to do. He has opened the gates of paradise. But the gates does not mean that they can come in. There are angels there guarding. And only those that God wants to be in there shall be in there. So it's not instant, it's not automatic, it's not a given for everybody. Only those that follow. And of course, our Lord says so too in the Gospel today. They that hear the voice of the Son of God. And hear means obey and practice. And so our holy Catholic faith, if you take it in its fullness and in its entirety, is to hear the voice of the Son of God and to practice it. And now over about 1,200 years, on this day, and longer than that, on other days of the year, the Church has been commemorating the souls of the faithful departed. And of course, even the title itself. We're not praying for everybody who has died. There are many people who have died who are roasting in hell, and not even God can take them out of hell. And that's it. Don't waste my time praying for people who are damned. Give me a lot of souls that are going to heaven. But those who have died in the state of grace, with a debt to God still unpaid, they are in purgatory. And so for centuries and centuries, the Church prays for the faithful departed, not the unfaithful. We do not pray for them. And so we must remember that. And of course, many of us are converts, and we have members of our families and friends that did not convert, they refused to convert. Of course, there may be something that God gives them at one point or another, but we cannot surmise on that. We cannot take that assumption. And so those who have died after practicing the faith, even if it's just 5 minutes, many people are baptized on their deathbed. We have seen this lately. But that also takes an act of the will, an act of reparation, an act of love of God and of His will and of His church, His mystical body on earth, and the desire to be with Him. And of course, that's something that we must all have. Of course, when we receive an indulgence, whether it be partial or plenary, we have to desire to receive it. That's why the morning offering at the beginning of the day is so important, that we wish to receive every indulgence that we can possibly receive on this day. And on this particular day, the commemoration of the faithful departed, we wish to receive the plenary indulgence, and on this first Saturday of the month of November, dedicated to the communion of saints, the saints triumphant in heaven, the saints suffering in purgatory, and the saints still struggling and fighting for their salvation here on earth. And so, on this day, we pray and wish to receive the indulgence, but that indulgence today is reserved for those who have died in the state of grace without paying their debt. And so, some people will say to me, well, our Lord paid the debt. He did. However, purgatory is like, and I will use an example from the days when I was still teaching theology, which hopefully, if my voice comes back, I will do again. Purgatory is like a child who takes a rock or a baseball and throws it through a window. And the window is shattered, broken, a very expensive window. And the child is told by the parent, you're punished until you pay for the window. But in the meantime, the parent gives to the child the money with which to pay for the window, because the child cannot earn money. And so the same thing with us. He gives us the indulgence, the money, to pay for the window that we have broken. And that gift from our Father in heaven is the gift of purgatory. I always consider it to be one of the most wonderful and gracious privileges that God has created this for us, so that we may not die and go immediately to hell as we deserve, but that He gives us the money to pay for the window that we have broken. And I shared with you last night something which I do every morning. I already did it this morning. I say the prayer, which I recommend to you, the beautiful prayer of St. Gertrude the Great, the great Benedictine abbess, who wrote a beautiful prayer for the dead. And I say that every morning, and after I say that, I ask her to pray for me. And then I say to all the saints in heaven and the souls in purgatory whom I have helped as a priest to get there, because that is my principal role and the role of any priest, to help souls go to heaven, to help souls go to purgatory so that they can pay their debt. And I pray to them every day, if I have helped you to get there, please pray for me in return. And the souls in purgatory can do nothing for themselves, but the saints in heaven can pray for us and pray for all the things we need. Now, they cannot pray for the souls in purgatory, according to some theologians. However, they glory in the gift that God has given to them, and they wish to share it with us. And so we need to want, to wish, to desire to be in heaven, and to do everything possible to be in heaven. So this day and every day, but in particular the Church bestows many indulgences on this day, let us remember the souls of the faithful departed. And let us pray that our prayers may do some good for them. How wonderful it would be to find out when we die that so-and-so and so, we prayed for them, and at that moment, the Blessed Mother came and grabbed them out of purgatory and took them to heaven. Because she's the one, it's her role to take them out. And so on this wonderful day, we give thanks to God. And of course, for some of you, for some, maybe me too, but not as much, I have many loved ones who perhaps are in purgatory, perhaps in heaven. I don't know. I don't need to know. And of course, if you think about them too much, it's very sad. But even in the case of my very best friend, who died so young, whom I baptized, who was baptized as a young man, and was buried on his birthday, his 34th birthday, I would never do anything to bring him back to this earth. That would be the most horrible punishment, because this earth is full of miseries and suffering. How can I take somebody out of heaven to put them in misery and suffering? That is not love. That is not friendship. But we do pray, and we have the faith that our loved ones who died in the state of grace will be waiting for us. And the souls who are making up for their sins in purgatory, who cannot pray for themselves, are praying for us, for you and me, that we may soon join them or our brothers and sisters in the church triumphant in heaven. So with that thought in mind, let us not forget the faithful departed. Requiem aeternam dona eis, Domine, et lux perpetua luceat eis, requiescant in pace. Amen. Fidelium anime, per misericordiam Dei, requiescant in pace. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.